It has been, and I checked this, almost 3 years. In 3 years since we talked to Dr. Albert Reyes, the president and CEO of Buckner International, about Ventana by Buckner, this big high-rise senior living community that was going to be built across from North Park. Several elephants have actually given birth since that time. However, they topped out that building last week, and Dr. Reyes is back with us. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, David. This is an exciting time for us.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of careful planning, because coming from Buckner Orphans Home and all the good you guys do all around the world,
right.
this is a $140 million major deal.
It is a huge deal for us, and we have a history even from the beginning of R.C. Buckner having widows live on the campus in cottages that he built for $700 each. And so we have a long 139-year history doing the same thing, just in a different way.
So you wanted to be sure that you had this thing marketed and had some money in the bank, you know, before construction. I gather the acceptance must have been every bit as good as you expected.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure. We've had lots of excitement of people that know Buckner, know our name, know the quality that we provide. We're already 80% full and have about a year to go before we open up.
80%, and you're using the model where you buy in,
that's
right?
Correct.
Which I remember Presbyterian started
right
decades ago.
Right.
But you buy into it, so you've got firm commitments.
That's correct.
Well, that's outstanding.
Right.
You also have a pretty good sense of timing. Is because
right
when you started construction, correct me if I'm wrong, we still had low interest rates. We didn't mm-hmm have that much inflation showing up in mm-hmm materials. And you could still find somebody to work for you.
That's right. That was a challenge, because there's all kinds of, you just look across Dallas, there's only so many cranes that, you know, that can, that are available. And the timing for us was just perfect.
So going back to your marketing, who lives there? Are these people that lived in the surrounding area? Are you a magnet coming in, or is it faith-driven? What is it?
Well, there's a combination of factors. When people retire, they tend to not go beyond a six-mile radius from where they live. Now, there's some exceptions. People hear about us from other communities across Texas, so they may come when they hear about Ventana by Buckner. But typically, it draws from that North Dallas area, about six-mile radius from where the property is located. And people tend to come to us when they're 60, 65, sometimes 70s, when they're ready to give up on the house and the yard and all the maintenance and ready to just let us serve them in retirement.
Do you get any groups? I mean, where you know, a couple will invite some friends and say, wouldn't it be fun if we all got a place?
Well, there certainly are a number of relational connections that are connected to people in the community, either through church, their church experience, or just in circles that they run. And, you know, people are creating their own neighborhood right there at the corner of Northwest Highway and 75.
3 years ago, you showed me an artist conception and talked about the amenities and the layout. Are you building that same building, or what did you find during the 3 years?
I'll tell you what's happening is, as it's gone up, more and more every day, every week, saying, hey, it looks like what we drew. It looks like what the D2 architects, what they envisioned, Dave Dillard and Doug Dillard, what they envision, it's actually coming up. It's looking just like it. So it's happening.
That's an interesting footprint that you've got. You're building on space that I bet most people didn't even know was available until you started coming out of the ground.
Well, that's true. You really couldn't see the space unless you were getting on the on-ramp from Northwest Highway to 75, and you look sharply to the right, you could see a little patch of land, about 3 to 4 acres right there, real small piece of land that until the beams came up and the cranes were installed, you really didn't even know it was there.
So Buckner's a lot more than these two 12-story buildings that you're building over here. I know you guys are, I mean, you're all over the state. You're in Amarillo and Houston, but you're also in Kenya and Guatemala and Peru and Lufkin and the Rio Grande Valley in Mexico.
That's correct.
Yeah, are all segments of your business strong? What are you doing?
We are growing, and unfortunately there's high demand on the services that we offer vulnerable children, orphans and their families. Families are in trouble, and they hurt, and they children have to be taken out of their home. There have to be places for them to live in foster homes. And so we are very busy in that regard. We're trying to reach families before that has to happen to keep them strong. So that's what the Shining Hope Dallas campaign is for, the Bachman Lake Family Hope Center. And we feel like we can keep kids in families, then we don't have to worry about finding a family whenever they have to be taken out. So, and on the foster care side, there are 30,000 children in out-of-home care in Texas. 16,000.
In Texas?
In Texas. 16,000 are in foster care. Last year, Buckner placed 1,100 of those. And so, unfortunately, families are hurting. Children get abandoned, abused, and neglected, and it's our role to step in and try to find a safe place for them to grow up.
So tell me where Ventana fits in with the other works. If you were a for-profit corporation, I'd say you're diversifying,
right.
and you're hedging yourself against economic downturn or whatever. What's happening here? Is this a profit center where you could take some money and go over and support helping kids?
Right, that's correct. We operate our retirement service campuses in such a way that we're lean, we're disciplined in how we run them. We shoot at very high quality, and we're able to take some of the income and subsidize work that we do for children while also taking some of those net proceeds and putting them back into the campus to keep it up to date and current. And so we subsidize everything we do with the children, and then we operate as a business when we serve seniors. So there is that dual purpose with children and then seniors on the other side.
So with the success of this building, and it seems to be a real success, you'll have people moving in, I guess, about this time next year.
Right.
You're going to build some more?
Wow, I want to get past this one, but we have lots of projects, and they're going on across the state in senior care in Beaumont and Houston and Longview we just finished, and so there are constant projects and expansions going on the current campuses, but a brand new piece of land, brand new property, I don't know if in my lifetime we're going to see that. But then again, the boomer generation, we're starting to retire, and so certainly is going to be lots of demand in the future.
Well, you guys are on a swift learning curve. I mean, what, Buckner's only been around for, 140 years?
That's correct.
You'll catch on to it.
That's right. That's right.
Dr. Albert Reyes, the president, CEO of Buckner International. It's good to have you with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson. News Radio today, KRLD.